We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, good morning. And kind of an emotional morning for me here. By the way, later on, let me just tell you right now, later on, Ryan Skinner will be back. He is the head of Summit Financial Services. We'll talk about Social Security, pensions, annuities, how you can make money, reduce your risk. But let me open up by saying it was an emotional night last night. And a lot of people don't know this. And I'm looking at, I have the brochure in my hand. So it's a little bit late unless you live in, let me just see here. Yep, around the area of Ipswich, Massachusetts, Norwalk, Connecticut, Ridgefield, Connecticut, or Phillipsburg, New Jersey. If you're in any one of those areas, oh, go see the United States Naval Band, Washington, D.C. It's the Sea Chanters Chorus 2016 National Tour. They've already done about 23 cities. Most of them in Pennsylvania or in New York. These are the last four that I just mentioned coming up. I really got blown away. The place was packed, mostly older people. And the selection of songs was anywhere from the Star Spangled Banner to God Bless America to Motown to our military songs. This group of about, 18 or so men and women who serve is as good as any professional music group I've ever seen. I just can't even begin to tell you. Sitting on the Docks of the Bay, My Girl, Reach Out, I'll Be There, I can't get next to you. And then all the military songs. And I mean, one standing ovation after another. This is the finest that America has to offer. And in terms of service, and maybe in terms of their vocal abilities. And then at the end, and I don't know how many people were there. I mean, the place was packed. They said, we're now going to have a medley of our military songs, you know, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Corps, the Coast Guard. And the narrator said, you know, prior to beginning each song for each service, well, those who have served in the Marine Corps stand up. Those who served in the Army, the Navy, wow. It had to be 80 to 90% of the people there. And not young men by any stretch of the imagination anymore, but how emotional. I think I was one of the few who never served that looked that way. It was awesome. And I want to give you the website. You can get an idea. It's YouTube. Go up on YouTube. YouTube.com/US Navy Band. And you won't believe it. I mean, I can't even put it into words. And then all the information is there. So then I get a dose of reality. And I come home last night telling my wife, and she agreed, wow, it was amazing. It was also a free performance. They're doing this, you know, courtesy of the United States government, traveling around. And then I started to think that this is the way things were The pride, Stan, the pride still exists for our armed forces. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that and how do I say this? I mean, I think mostly our armed forces who serve overseas are serving for nothing at the hands of a guy named Barack Obama. If I had kids of a military age who were considering it, I said, you can't do it. You're not fighting for your country anymore. That's really the way I feel. And I think about all the tragic events, Benghazi. I mean, we could go back and back and back and think of all the brave Americans who gave their lives. I hate to say it, in vain, because of the policies of, I've got so many adjectives going on in my head, and I don't think any of them are fit to say on radio. The guy who's posing as president of the United States. I mean, if anybody who listens to the show may notice that I don't think I've ever called him President Obama. I can't bring myself to say it because I can't believe it. And here we are 7 years into it, and I can't believe it. Got to take a little water here. Wait a minute. A little swig. And I woke up just feeling how depressed, and then you start going on all these websites, and you see where America is today. And honestly, I mean, I could cry just thinking about it. Not only where we are, the state of our economy, the state of our security, the state of our education, the state of our values, but the people in charge, the people we're putting into elected office, with the I would say, with the exception of a handful, they have just sold out to the system. They've sold out to the Saudi lobbyists. They've sold out to the lobbyists in Washington. They've sold out to the Progressive Party. How is it possible that someone like Bernie Sanders, how is it possible, if you have any idea what this guy stands for, could be in a, he's not going to make it, but he could be in a serious race. The reason it's serious is because Hillary Clinton is so despicable, in a serious race with the likes of Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, is coughing and gagging and choking. It's all her allergies. I'm just going to make a statement. Hey, folks. Those aren't allergies. Those aren't allergies. And you should take that into consideration before, if you think you're going to vote and protest to Trump or Cruz or whomever the Republicans put in office or up to run against Hillary. You should really think very, very carefully about this. Obama, right now, is caving in again. You know this, because you don't hear all these things are swept under the table after these deals are reached, these executive orders are preached. Obama just goes on to the next scandal. It's so incredible. And when you talk about the next scandal, I don't know what it'll be today, but you can sure it'll be something. Now it's Tehran. Threatening to pull out of the accord. His chance, let him pull out, unless it gets access to the United States financial system. It's already pocketed the $150 billion that even our morons like Obama and Kerry said could be used for, and these aren't their words, but they said some of that money, yeah, could go towards terrorism. How is this possible? How is it possible that... I'm sorry, you may like Joe Biden because he's, you know, your everyday Joe. How is it possible that Joe Biden is in Israel blasting the Israelis? I think he's in Israel, but he's blasting Netanyahu and the Israelis for settlements. And the Israelis, of course, aren't going to give up the Gaza Strip. A tribute to Benjamin Netanyahu, what he has to be up against. A once long-term ally of the United States who's now an enemy. Yeah. They're now an enemy of Israel. And there is Barack Obama ready to cave in. The head of Iran's central bank charged last Friday that Washington isn't living up to its part of the deal because they can't get all their funds released. You know, those frozen funds, it's happening. And we're getting again, requests to Congress about this deal that's just being swept under the carpet. You can put the blame everywhere. I don't know where to turn. You know, I turn to Ted Cruz. And I think he's by far the best of the lot for anybody. But he has his downside, but I think he's a principal conservative. And if he doesn't get in, I don't know. Back to Iran. Those sanctions aren't about Iran's nuclear program, but it's support of terrorism, its missile program, its opposition to its citizens. Iran's continued financial support for international terrorism. And the administration is looking to get those dollars released because Obama can't get enough on his knees to kiss the feet of Iran. And Obama keeps changing the terms to please Tehran and the Iranian government. Iran's going to get everything it wants. And how much of this should be blamed on a dominant Republican and a Republican Senate and Congress? I sound very calm here. I will tell you inside, it's just a burning fire, especially after seeing last night's the United States Navy band in Washington, starting to think about all those great movies of America and war and even the musicals like South Pacific. And I'm thinking, how could this country have eroded so fast? And as we head into the third term of Obama, if the Republicans don't win this,
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have a high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
I thought about this, and I heard about it from other people that, I don't know, a year or two ago, I had thought about, boy, what a chance for a new conservative network to spring up, because Fox is moving so far to the center and left, I have difficulty watching a lot of what they have on. That's right, Fox, and they're still the best of what's out there, except they're not. And I understand the politics of what it's like behind the scenes. I've been behind the scenes. I've been a TV guy as well as a radio guy. And I use Glenn Beck as an example. I guess the lead-in point I'm making is I now, in the evening, if I watch the tube, I basically stop watching Fox. I mean, I'm so revolted by Megyn Kelly. You know, the whole world revolves around her, according to her. She can't even cover it. And I used to think she was good at what she did, but you see, she's become so consumed about Megyn Kelly being the star of the show. I don't watch that anymore. I don't watch Megyn Kelly. She uses everything she has, and I don't blame her. She's a beautiful lady. She's got great appeal. You know, guys like to sit and watch that kind of stuff. I watch certain channels. Hey, say what you want. Because while they all may put on the same on the news, some have more attractive women than others, but the quality is, it's natural. It's marketing, it's promotion. So I was flicking the channels the other night, getting frustrated because, how often can I look at movies and I don't want to be watching television 24/7. And I had no idea. I have Verizon Fios. So here's a message to everyone out there. I happen to stumble across The Blaze. It's on channel 112, and I think it's all the same when it comes to Fios. And I got Buck Sexton and Pat and Stu, and I watched Glenn Beck last night, and a young girl who, a very pretty blonde, who just graduated college a year or two ago, and you can see she's young. But she's got a really good future. What's her name? Tomi Lahnen or something, L-A-H-N-A-N. Just fresh out of college. She's got an hour show from 8 to 9 before Buck Sexton, who worked for Central Intelligence. I know Jay Severin. He's on radio. And, of course, Glenn Beck. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm starting to watch that. You know, and I think what happened over at Fox. Glenn Beck's head swelled up to an unbelievable size. He was the center of the universe. See, this often happens. I wish somebody would give me a chance. I promise you it wouldn't happen to me. Because I always know there's somebody better than I am. There's somebody who could replace me. These people are so ego-driven. Yeah, and I like Glenn Beck, but he's one of them. And then all of a sudden the advertisers started to disappear because of the pressure from the left. And you've seen Murdoch's move, and Roger Ailes has to do what Murdoch says. And if you're a host on there, I'm not going to mention any names on there, and I've spoken to a couple of people off here, and basically it's like asking a military person about what he or she thinks about the president of the United States. They can't tell you. But you can read between the lines. And there are a couple of personalities over there I really, really like. Oh, by the way, and these aren't people I've had off-air, off-the-record discussions with. So when I give out their names, it is no relevance to what I just said. Kimberly Guilfoyle. Don't be confused or jaded because she was a one-time Victoria's Secret model and she really lets it all hang out. I guess figuratively, literally. She is bright. She is personable. She's been on this show. She's a trial lawyer who was won 17. She was who won 17 or all 17 of her cases. And up and down the line, she's conservative. I like Eric Bolling too. I like Jeanine Pirro, probably the best. Judge Jean, she's great. Judge Jeanine, is it Jeanine Pirro? Yeah, I think Jeanine Pirro. And I like Sean Hannity. There have been some things he's said and done that keeps him a little bit from the area of perfection. But by and large, the majority of them who are on there, forget it. You know, they're, I'm not talking about the token liberals like Geraldo Rivera, Juan Williams, who was on this show last week. Talking about the majority of them. So my recommendation, and no, they're not an advertiser, is to watch The Blaze. Simple set, very inexpensive, a chair and a table and no real backdrops. And then Glenn Beck was on last night. Following that at 9 o'clock, and I must have dozed off, nothing to do with Glenn Beck, around quarter of 10 or so. You know, he's got the chalkboard, the blackboard up there. That's his style. He's good at what he does, and he is, hey, guy's smart. I misjudged him when he was at CNN. I think Glenn Beck, he's smart. I heard last year reportedly made around $90 million. He doesn't need Fox. You got the Blaze website, you got Blaze television, you got Blaze radio. And he had this whole chart, you know, if you remember, he does all these charts from beginning to today of Hillary Clinton and this email scandal. And he really laid it out, different events and the different dates, and then to ask whether Hillary is guilty or not. In this case, it's guilty until proven innocent, as opposed to the way our judicial system is supposed to work, innocent until proved guilty. But the big question at the end, and I didn't hang around till the end of the show because he said, we'll go to the experts for this. Well, I'm an expert too, aren't I? Will Hillary be indicted? And I already said she won't. Two things could derail Hillary. One is the email scandal. Since she's already beaten the Benghazi thing. I don't know how, but. And the other thing is, you know, and again, I'm not a doctor, and I played one on radio once. Used to fill in for a doctor named Dr. Derek DeSilva nationally, and I wanted to recommend surgery for everyone calling in, and you got to be very careful when you do those shows. It's not, I mean, it's like me. Who is not a financial planner, and I start to play financial planner, and I used to get these questions. I'm not going to answer them because I don't think I should. I don't think it's appropriate. But I don't think Hillary's going to get indicted, and I think the only two things that can stop her. So I'm starting to say, I don't know, I lost myself for a second there. I've started to say I'm not a doctor, but I'll bet you dimes to dollars. I'll bet the farm she doesn't, that allergies, she may have allergies too. I mean, we all do at some point, but I think there's something really serious going on. I'm amazed and she's protected and how she's going around the country and physically doing what she's doing. That's called determination. Her determination that even if it's at the cost of your health, she's going to be president of the United States. And I can only say this. I don't mean it in a religious, spiritual, or secular sense. God, help us. All right, we're going to have Ryan Skinner coming up here. Summit Financial Plans.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
biztalkradio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
All right, financial planning, we all think about it, you know, taxes, unless you have an extension of paid. So this is fresh in your mind, and you certainly want to look ahead to 2016. Joining us right now is Ryan Skinner. Happy to have him back. He's a principal talking about financial planning. The company is Summit Financial Partners. You can go to summitfinancialpartners.org. And welcome from beautiful Aruba, where I've been a few times. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be here, Stu.
You know, there's this one old saying, Ryan, that says, you know, you make a lot of money through diversification and then you preserve the money, which is the second half of the equation where people fail by lack of diversification and focus. So for some people, the biggest problem is not how to make money, but it's what to do with it when you've made it. And I'll let you comment on that in terms of what your company does to help preserve financial security and independence.
All right. Thanks, Stu. Well, what we do is a little different. Is we take folks during the distribution phase. A lot of advisors try to be everything to everyone. They'll take a client that's 30, 40, 60, 80. We don't deal with anyone under 55. They have to be within 5 years of retirement or retired. They come to a workshop. They get to understand our process, because whether you're building a house, getting in shape, building a business, or for my clients, building an income for life, it's all about the process. Income for life is an income that lasts as long as you do, guaranteed to outpace inflation, and guaranteed to be protected from nursing home care. And that's the biggest epidemic we have in this day and age, is that so many people, they built up these assets, and they keep them all on the market. And my mother would always tell me, it's not what you make, it's what you do with what you make. And so what we do with clients is we help take a portion of their assets, position in a manner to give them income for life. See, because most people, there's a difference between what they need or want to live on and what Social Security and maybe even a pension for the lucky few will provide. And that's called an income gap. So how do we fill that gap? Well, we tend to utilize tools such as fixed indexed annuities to fill that gap. The simple fact that they guarantee it's income for life, they'll go up to outpace inflation, and it shelters some money from nursing home if properly set up. And then on the other portion, where clients have extra money, whatever excess they have, they can do managed money, they can do mutual funds, or they can also play safe as they would anyways. Most of my clients, they don't want to gamble with it, golf money. So that's where we go from there.
Yeah, you look at Social Security. I mean, it's not enough. We have to pay on Social Security. Pensions with the changing financial climate are disappearing left and right. And then there's the stock market consideration that you got to be careful. We're up over 18,000. How do you not get sucked into this? So give us a couple of comments on the advice you have revolving around that, and then we'll go to annuities.
Okay. Well, my thought is this. First of all, we know Social Security is not enough to live on. When President Roosevelt put that in place, it was supposed to be a supplement to pensions. It wasn't supposed to be a be-all, end-all. And then during one of his fireside chats, he's asked, Mr. President, will this benefit ever be taxable? And his answer is simply, that would defeat the purpose. And nowadays, there's taxes on it and pensions are a thing of the past. That gentleman's probably rolling in his grave, okay? The concern is that it's not enough to live on. How do we get other guaranteed income? And that's where we say, okay, if you have a friend that has a pension, everybody says, oh, Joe's so fortunate he has a pension. Everybody wants a pension. And pension's nothing more than an annuity, as a Social Security.
Yeah, and what about annuities? You know, you hear about open-ended annuities, different types. Give people a little bit of an education on what you recommend. And, of course, one size does not fit all of you. That's the art and the skill of what you have to do is in terms of keying in on people's not only what their net worth is but what their personality is. There are people who just don't want to take any risk. Even though they're over 55, there are still those who want to take some risk. How do you kind of weed through that?
Well, that's interesting. I'll tell you, that's where our job, you start teaching people, think with your head, not with your heart. You know, all too often people say, oh, geez, I'm enjoying, look at the market, it's up so much. I have clients that are up a fortune and won't spend a penny because they're afraid it's going to drop. They can't enjoy any of it. I said, what if we could lock in a portion that would fill your income gap, that could guarantee you income for the rest of your life, and in a manner, it's not like the olden days where you had variable annuities that went up and down and all around. They were like a mutual fund, and they were expensive. Then you had fixed annuities or single premiums where you either got no interest or they own the money. These are a hybrid. So you have a guaranteed fixed portion, so you know you'll outpace inflation. Then you have a part that's tied to an index, so on a good year, you can make more money. It's basically what we call a hybrid annuity. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. I have plenty of clients that come in, and they don't have enough money saved to utilize one of these tools. They need to take more risk. But for the client that's done a decent job saving and wants some guaranteed income for life, that's how we build it out these days.
For those who are listening, if you're interested, you can go to summitfinancialpartners.org, summitfinancialpartners.org, and get in touch with Ryan Skinner, and he'll be happy to go through an explanation on all of this. Some of the other impending problems that face people as they move into those later years, Ryan, and that's the choice. What about long-term insurance? Obviously, insurance costs, once you hit 65, I mean, they go to the sky. They become prohibitive. If you're looking for some kind of term coverage or else or another option. And then there's the issue of nursing homes and what to do in retirement. Just a huge expense. What advice do you have?
Yeah, I agree fully. I mean, I have a lot of clients ask me about long-term care. And my answer is this. If somebody has an extreme amount of wealth and they want the Cadillac of all plans, excellent. Use one of the top two carriers. But for most of my clients that come in to do it, they're not in a position they should be paying for long-term care. I'll be very candid. My parents don't have it, and I'm an advisor. I just feel as though for the most of the average American, our concern is getting them by, let alone giving them long-term care. And there are features. Some of those fixed-indexed annuities have riders on it. So if you need additional care, the income automatically doubles that you're receiving. That's one way to supplement it. But if you really want to fill that long-term care gap, then you really have to buy the insurance, and it's pricey. And I recommend, unless you're in a unique position, try to avoid it.
How about the investing that I brought up here? The returns are so small right now that senior citizens used to depend upon dividends, interest rates that were in a different area. They have to change their whole mode of operation. Talk about that in conjunction with asset allocation of stocks, bonds, cash, commodities. I'm going to leave out real estate. I don't think too many people, unless you're really wealthy, are going to be looking to go in that direction.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you go this, too, because that's the biggest concern we have now. One of the biggest problems we have, I've read an article recently saying it's all about ego with the baby boom generation. Bigger is better, bigger is better. If we look at it and we tear it apart, ego stems from insecurity. They're afraid. Their parents were the generation of the Depression. They're afraid of running out. They're saying, all right, I don't want to run out of money. I've got to be careful. I'm scared. So what do they have for options? Either you go to a CD and you get less than 1%, which CDs used to pay 6%, 7%. They were fair. Now they're under 1%. Or you go in the market and you might get some returns, but within a year, you're going to be giving those back. All the analysts are calling for a 40% loss over the next 18 months. That's scary. People's 401ks become 201ks. And then it's too little, too late. People either have to work longer, which is sad, or what's worse, they retired and they have to just sacrifice. I see it all the time.
Yeah, and I don't want to have you be another one of those pundits like Harry Dent and Schiff and all the experts out there. But I think there's this great expectation, for reasons we won't cover, that the stock market, I mean, it's just, there's going to be a burst bubble here. I think a lot of people, again, as I said, are being sucked in. People have to start thinking about the potential, not just 55 and over, but 55 and under, of what is imminent. It doesn't mean it's today, tomorrow, or in 6 months. We don't know, but it's coming.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, everything you read, when people say, I didn't see it coming, I can't feel bad if somebody didn't see us coming. Put on your TV once, look at a newspaper. They're all talking about this bubble that's going to burst. You know, the issue we have in 2008 was the collateral debt obligations. We had bad mortgage debt. People were walking away from their houses because they couldn't afford them. So what's the government do? They print new money, new currency. So they buy mortgage bonds and treasury bonds, which made them look stable and secure. But they had to stop doing that because we couldn't keep printing money because the dollar became watered down and devalued. So what do? We come up with these home modification loans. We give people great rates for 5 years in 2010, 11, and 12. And then after 5 years, they go up to a very fair, moderate rate, but something these folks can't afford. Now we have all these people starting to walk away from their homes again. All we did with that bubble in 2008, we put a Band-Aid on it. Don't get me wrong. The government did the best they could. But right now, we're going to pay a heavy, heavy price in the next year.
Yeah, I'd just like you to perhaps move on as we head to the end of the segment here and talk about maybe a couple of strategies for estate planning. Again, broad-based, general subject, and you'll be on in the future to elaborate more. But give people just a sense.
Well, it goes back to exactly what I said when I was touted. As my mother always said, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And right now, people need to do, no matter how much money we earn them, if we can't get them locked in, we can't get them protected so that their money goes to their heirs, it passes in the most efficient manner possible, it's useless. You know, we have an excellent estate planning attorney we work with. His name is Jerry Griffin. He's a guy out of Medford. And he's head and shoulders above the rest. He takes time to get to know a client situation. He doesn't charge for the consultation. You know, lawyers are usually like expensive cab drivers. They hit the meter and keeps running. And this guy, if he can help people, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't charge them. And it's been a blessing for our practice to hook.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Wayne Rogers. You see me every week on the Fox channel talking about business, and somebody who's as good as I am, if not better, Stu Taylor. Listen to his Business Talk Radio Network.
All right, our final segment of the morning, and talked about the deplorable conditions in the United States, not necessarily just from a socioeconomic standpoint, but the general collapse of our morality. And I don't know if it's synonymous with the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, but it's something that's pretty scary. And there are no preparations I can make if Hillary Clinton gets in. There are no preparations that I can inform you to make. So here's the story. You have to be proactive and vote against Hillary Clinton. It's anybody, you hear anybody but Trump, it's anybody but Hillary. I think Ted Cruz is a good, sound choice. I don't know whether he can win this. There's still a possibility, but I think Trump pretty much got it wrapped up, and then he's going to go to the convention, and he's going to be part and parcel responsible. And I don't say this just negatively. I say it in a positive sense, too, although I don't want to see the Republican Party just implode. The Republican Party is just it's just god-awful. I don't know what to tell you. It's a disgrace. And Trump is looking to shake it up. We don't want any third-party candidates. We don't want it. You know, the question is, more than in any other presidency that I can recall in my lifetime, the intense hatred against Donald Trump is at such a high level that how can anybody, I mean, there are people who have kind of bent and caved, Chris Christie, Ben Carson, even Ann Coulter is talking about Trump being some kind of a fool. But if he wins this, if we don't have a ground game going, I say we, to support him against the assumed Democrat nominee, unless her health kicks in or unless she ends up, oh man, please go to jail. Unless she goes to jail for what she's committed, these sins she's committed. And they have to be related to the email scandal. I mean, you can't prosecute or indict someone for one crime and then say, hey, they did this and this and this and this. I always think back to Mike Tyson. I think her name was Dee Dee Washington. He got lured into that hotel. I don't know what happened, except to say that I think it was a setup. And then people were just thrilled that Tyson went to prison for a while. And they were saying he's a bad egg. Look at all the other things that he's done. I think in any court of law, you'll see that you can't look to another case unless there is evidence that the results from another case tie directly to the case that you've had to incriminate, indict, and prosecute the person in there. So while Tyson was a bad egg, I'm not so sure that there was any overwhelming evidence in Indiana. I remember in that Indiana court to convict him in that case of, I don't know what the exact charge was, attempted rape. I really don't know. So, yeah, it's you know, Trump can do this, but it's not from a legalistic standpoint. He can talk about how the Democrat Party of the people has supported women's rights, when in essence they don't say anything about Sharia law and the treatment of women overseas, and mysteriously so, neither does now or any of these other advocates for women. Because there aren't any on the left. There aren't any. It's a fallacy that a lot of people buy into. And you know why? Because the support is there from the media. For the average person who can't do what I do, which is involve a substantial part of my time being fairly savvy with political issues. Most people aren't. They just aren't. You know, you're going to have a sentence. I mean, I have a neighbor. She and her husband are listening. I don't care if they are. I'm not going to identify them. And talked about when Obama got elected, and she's hope and change. Can somebody tell me what kind of hope and change we're talking about? I mean, how can you tell me that? If you can't back up what you're saying, I mean, why even say it in the first place? You know, I gave a talk in New York this past weekend and said it's fine to be, and part of the talk, it was inspirational, it was motivational, it was how to do radio. And part of my talk, a very tiny portion, was if you have an issue, if you have a book, if you have something you want to engage in with the talk show host, then make sure you can back it up. Because if you can't back it up, don't go there. Don't go there. And I challenge anyone to call me. I mean, this is what I do. If I were thin-skinned and I couldn't handle it, I've had some tough interviews. I can tell you. And I don't know why I always think back of one where it was pretty difficult. But I held my own well. But David Corner of Mother Jones, a real left-wing fanatic, who had a great deal of grasp of information on because this is what he does full time with content, that I could only get so far into it. I made my case on a general basis, on a macro basis. When he started to, you know, that amendment such and such and this, how would I know all that? This is a disadvantage. But I still welcome the confrontation. I've had him several times with Fox News, Juan Williams, who's a gentleman and certainly a very, very, very good debater, and I welcome that. I would like to find someone who wants to debate me on the viability of Hillary Clinton becoming president of the United States. She's a liar. She's, as Donald Trump calls, crooked. I believe she's the head of a crime organization. And I can't tell you how much worse, if she'd be worse than Obama, because they're from the same mold. Both of them ardent followers of Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, get a copy of the book. This was a terrible, terrible mentor for them who said that his hero was Lucifer. All right? My heroes are out listening. Thanks so much. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.